Good morning, my friends, and welcome back. One of the things that I notice so strongly in almost everyone today is some degree of fear, anxiety, or worry, because there are so many unknowns and so many desires for change without any certainty related to outcome. It feels overpowering at times. And the truth is that this is the way that life moves. Everything is impermanent. And when we forget that or resist that, we end up in great disturbance, fear, anxiety, and worry. Whether we're waiting for the next positive or the next negative experience to come about, we worry. And today's meditation is about mental and emotional suffering. Thay says this: looking at the future, we see that the other person is very precious to us. When we know that all things are impermanent and that we could lose them at any moment, we are no longer angry. We want to embrace him or her and say, "How wonderful you are still alive. I am so happy." Both of us have to die someday, and while we are still alive and together, we need not fall into fear and worry. And we suffer when we forget that we and the other person and the community around us are all impermanent and changing. Our freedom, peace, and happiness are in the present moment, and we accept in that present moment that both suffering and happiness are of an organic nature, which means that they are both transitory. They are always changing. As Thay says it, the flower, when it wilts, becomes the compost. The compost can help grow a flower again. Happiness is also organic and impermanent by nature. It can become suffering, and suffering can become happiness again. Allowing your breath to move gently in your belly. Breathing all the way in, holding it for a few seconds, and breathing out slowly. The breath comes alive on the in-breath. Waits, and then releases and becomes empty on the out-breath. Breathing in our love of the one to whom we pray, and breathing out our anger, fear, and anxiety into the loving hands that await us and our fears. Repeating silently to yourself inside with me: may I be free from disturbance, fear, anxiety, and worry. May he and she be free from disturbance, fear, anxiety, and worry. And with awareness of the entire global community around us, working with the same issues of health, economic survival, worry, and fear, we say to ourselves, may they be free from disturbance, fear, and anxiety. May we all be free from disturbance, fear, anxiety, and worry. May we become peace, and may we live in freedom from the fears and anxiety that pull us out of the present moment. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in peace. And breathing out, emptying yourself of anxiety and worry. Imagining the flow of these two energies in you, and recognizing that they are both part of one circle. Repeating quietly with me as you breathe. May I be free from disturbance, fear, anxiety, and worry, and be present for others who are suffering. May he be free from disturbance, fear, anxiety, and worry. And with awareness of the entire community around us, may they be free from disturbance, fear, anxiety, and worry. With the recognition that we are not separate, that the Buddhist philosophy of no self reflects the same philosophy as that in Christianity, Judaism, and even Islam, that we become one because we are one with the one to whom we pray, and we are asking for help. May we be free from disturbance, fear, anxiety, and worry. May he and she be free from anxiety, fear, disturbance, and worry. May I be free from disturbance, fear, anxiety, and worry. Breathing in. And breathing out, being aware on the out-breath of the release of fear, anxiety, and worry as you allow it to flow out of your mind and into the care of the one to whom you pray. Breathing in the fear and worry, aware of the turn that it makes into greater peace and the trust that we live in the present moment in community and in communion with the one to whom we pray. May we be free from disturbance, fear, anxiety, and worry. May we know peace. Be aware as you go out into the world today, my friends, of places where you hear or see suffering, or places where you feel it yourself, and allow yourself to be intentional with your prayer. May we all be free from disturbance, fear, anxiety, and worry. Expressing that within yourself with confidence that we are not alone. Namaste. Amen.